Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
So, I feel like this is a topic that is cathartic for people to talk about, especially on the air, and that would be grammatical errors that, quote, grind your gears.
Oh, boy. There are a lot of them.
There are. We were talking about this. I don't even know how it came up. Probably we were assaulted by one of the grammatical errors. One of us was, and we started talking about mistakes that you see either posted on social media, because you have to admit, Facebook is not a shining beacon of grammatical integrity.
No.
Yeah. So you see them a lot there.
Well, really, any social media platform isn't.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also, just in daily conversation. So if you do have, if you're listening and you just need to get something off your chest, which I feel like we do offer this service a lot, feel free to call or text us 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. I can tell you one that I've seen multiple times on Facebook that really bothers me. This is when people say must of.
Oh my God.
Should of.
Instead of must have.
Should have and must have. I should of gone there. It's I should have. And let's say you really truly didn't know. Now you know, it's a PSA. But I do struggle with the could of played baseball instead of could have played baseball.
That one bothers me like you would not believe.
It upsets me more than it should.
We are eliminating from this the theirs,
T-H-E-I-R,
T-H-E-Y. We're taking them out because that's the one that you should know. And if you don't know that one, you should actually have your phone taken away
from
you.
But it still does bother me.
Oh, of course, that's it's the obvious one.
That's why, too, if you are doing voice to text, which happens to be the worst, I don't know how we can talk about artificial intelligence when we're still trying to get voice to text to be somewhat competent, but I think if you say there in a full sentence, usually voice to text can kind of pick up which there you need. But if you speak too slowly, it's going to mess it up.
Mine that I cannot stand is when people say supposedly instead of supposedly.
I don't think I've heard supposedly.
You haven't?
I don't think so.
What?
I know.
I'll tell you what.
That's so bad.
I don't know how you haven't heard
so
that.
So bad.
Supposedly is it makes my skin crawl. And there was a podcast that I was listening to years ago. It's called Up and Vanished. And it was about a woman who went missing and, you know, mm-hmm. true crime kind of thing. And the podcast itself was entertaining. But the host at one point said supposedly. And that's all I think about. I've listened to dozens of those episodes. I've heard this guy do other podcasts before, and every time I hear him, all I think of is you said supposedly.
And you
should have your podcast taken away from
you.
That's
the problem. You can be a genius.
That's all I think about.
You can be a rocket scientist, and if you can't communicate, if you commit basic grammatical errors, it's hard to take you seriously. And that is frustrating, is intensely frustrating. And let's... Another one that I've read a lot, the a lot versus a L-O-T, lot.
Two words versus
one word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same with a part. Glad to be a part of this organization, and it's one word, A-P-A-R-T.
Yes.
It's a space part.
But it is confusing.
Of this organization.
It's confusing the way we've done it in English, because a part means...
One word.
Separate.
Oh, two
but
words.
A part, two words, means together. It means you are part of something.
Yes. Unless it's one word, at which point you're not.
This one is, and yet we have a text message.
Yes.
We have a text message from a 314 that says the inappropriate use of the word seen, as in I seen it happen yesterday. I have a buddy who does it routinely and it's awful. And every time he does it, I call him out and it's become a joke where he will now do it on purpose because he knows it bothers me. But I seen it happen. I have seen.
So it's the past versus the past participle. Yes. Another example of that same one, because you're right. I seen versus I have seen is I haven't ate that before.
Yes.
It's not I haven't ate that before. It's I have not eaten. Eaten is the past participle of eat.
This segment sounds awful.
We sound so judgy.
But we're not wrong.
I'm offended.
Who do these two people think they are?
Right. Who do they think they're talking to?
Yeah.
What do you think of the listener? And honestly, as we are several minutes into this segment, I am offended and appalled by the audacity with which we are just correcting everyone's grammar.
I hate us.
I do too.
Yeah.
I actually hate us right now, and I'm so sorry. The more listeners who join in, the less I will hate myself.
Well,
because I'll feel like other people want to join in.
This person from a 636 says, one that bothers me is misusing bring or take.
Oh, like, do people do that?
Take it with you or bring it with you.
Got it.
And here's one. This is so niche. I guess it's not that niche. But it kind of is. From a 217, mine is when people don't know the word voila. They say, I can't tell you the number of voila and even viola I see. No one is forcing you to use a French word if you don't know how to spell it. There are plenty of synonyms out there.
And
that
Viola.
That is so niche.
I walked in and Viola.
Voila bothers me a lot. When people say, oh, voila.
I've never even heard voila.
Where have you been?
I don't know.
Dude, live in the real world for a minute. People say it all the time.
In my little NPR circle, voila.
Yeah.
It's very divisive.
I have not heard this one, but an 812 area code says, using the word ideal instead of the word idea. For instance, I have no ideal. I've never heard anybody do that one.
I would vomit. I'd just throw up.
This is me speaking, and I've got it on the list here.
Oh.
This is a thing that is like a last 5 years thing for me.
Okay.
People misspelling whoa.
Okay, how do you think it should be spelled?
It's W-H-O-A. It's always been W-H-O-A.
Versus
and now suddenly the H is at the end?
W-O-A-H.
Yeah, where did that come from? When did that start?
It's a great point because I have always spelled it W-H-O-A. However, I haven't been offended by the W-O-A-H. I know I've seen it before, so
it's never been that before. How is suddenly?
I need to find some books and look for a whoa, and voila,
voila. No, it's voila. Here's one, and this is a great one. Thank you from a 636. When people use, or really when they spell the word probably instead of probably,
no,
like I'm probably coming over today.
No, they don't do that. Tell me,
are you kidding me?
I've seen it, but they're doing it on purpose as a joke.
No, people, I think that's the word.
Probably.
I got a friend who does this all the time.
Really?
And I love him to death.
But.
And he's so nice that I can't call him out on it. But I want to call him out on it. Because probably is not a word. And it looks really dumb when you write it out like that.
No, I do not like probably.
I can't believe you've never heard that before.
Well, I've seen it, but I think I thought it was a joke.
Here's one that a 618 does not like.
Okay.
How about when people say use, as in thank yous? I don't.
You's gotta be kidding me.
Can I tell you something? I don't have a problem with that one. I have no problem with that one because that's how Tony Soprano would have said it. And I am not. Well, he's dead.
Yeah.
But I am not. I am not going to.
Use people need to get it together.
Hey, one of the great movies of the last 30 years is A Bronx Tale. And there's the scene with the biker gang who comes in to terrorize the bar. And he tells them they need to leave. And they refuse to leave. And then he goes up to the door and he locks the door and says, "Now yous can't leave," which is such a great. And it,
now yous can't leave.
Dude, it's such a great. Chaz Palminteri, it is such a great scene.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Go watch that movie if you haven't seen it. But I will never. You can use all you want.
I feel like the police chief with his New York accent, if he said use, game over. Crime
chief
is down.
Chief Tracy?
Yeah. If Chief Tracy said, "Yous don't see it."
It's
yous don't believe me. Whatever he, if he were to use yous, honestly, I think crime already went down with his accent. But if he used it, I would believe him. I'd just take everything seriously.
Here's a text from a 618. Yeah. I had a girlfriend, an ex-girlfriend to be exact, who in a work meeting told everyone she wanted to, quote, get her ducks in a boat. I wanted to melt and slide between the cushions of the chair in shame. Get her ducks in a boat?
Like a duck boat.
That's so ridiculous. All right, let's get a call. Jim is with us from Belleville. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. I was, my wife and I, actually my wife is a real stickler on proper English, and I try to be as much as I can. And I was just going to bring up the point that you just brought up was the AU's guys. But the other thing is we've noticed for quite a couple years now that even listening or watching the 10 o'clock news that, boy, there's some words there that shouldn't be used. And those are professional people.
You have
surprised.
An example of one?
Like for instance, I asked you a question, instead of ask, axing.
That one's become pretty common. It's a cultural thing too.
Here's one on,
appreciate the call, Jim.
I've seen it on social media and I know people who use it, and it didn't bother me for a long time until the seeming proliferation of the phrase these ones. Now, and pens, these ones are my favorite.
That was a thing that I feel.
What is these ones? And it's always
a lot of grade school kids. A lot of kids said that in grade school.
I thought it was little kids. Well, no one ever corrected them because all of these 24-year-old influencers. All right, here's my Lulu top and here's the Amazon one. And these ones are better. No, go back to school. Like, I get that you have a million followers. You're probably doing fine for yourself. But the number of influencers saying these ones are the best.
From a 618, people say especially instead of especially with an X in it. Especially.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
Or espresso.
That's off-putting.
Espresso is really bad.
That's just not incorrect. It's off-putting.
If you order an espresso, they should throw the espresso in your face after you order it.
Hey. Here is a real quick PSA, because I know this one can be difficult. People misuse less and fewer.
Think of it this way.
Less is when you can't count it. Fewer is when you can. We used less sugar and fewer raisins.
We used
less water, fewer chocolate chips. Easy to remember.
I'm with you. We got a few people who want to chime in.
Okay.
314-436-7900. The We'll Correct Your Grammar show.
We hate ourselves.
Next, coming back in a moment on KMOX.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Okay, you see me after class.
Amy and I are over here judging people for using bad grammar.
It's so offensive. I do not. That's why. Okay. Every time you guys call or text in, it makes us feel better because it makes us feel like we're not the only horrible people out there.
That's right. Or maybe these
you guys
texters
are horrible too.
All right. You can call us 314-436-7900. Got a couple of minutes to go. Kevin in St. Louis, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? I got a couple good ones here on grammar wise. I hear this pretty common, but I'm not sure if you guys, use or what, but it sounds kind of funny. But for example, I've taken the class when it goes like I've taken the class.
Oh, God.
Taken. Or
let's say for example, you've eaten it when it's called, I have eaten it, kind of thing. So, it's like nobody's perfect here, but sometimes you just hear these funny expressions, that people just say and just come up with.
We have to come up with something, and thank you, Kevin. We have to come up with the thing that you are allowed to do or say to somebody when they misuse a word. But it's like we need to find something that's borderline polite but also direct. How do we do that?
So it's
because you can't slap somebody.
Well, right. It's got to be instructive.
It has to be instructive.
Yeah.
How about Joe and Ledoux? What's up, Joe?
Hey, thank you for this topic. It drives me crazy, a lot of things. But one of the things that drives me nuts about KMOX, your own Matt Pauly.
Hey, we're not singling anybody out here.
Whoa.
Let's just...
when Cardinals broadcaster Ricky Horton... Not Horton.
Oh.
When he first got on the air, he was doing live ads for someplace, pets shelter or something, and they had puppies and kittens.
Okay. I'll tell you what, Joe.
Take it up with Matt.
Yeah, no, do not take it up with him. He's not going to like that.
No, don't take it up with Matt.
Thank you, Joe.
We appreciate it.
Christy is with us.
I mess up all the time.
Christy, what's going on?
Hey, so I'm in trouble all the time because I correct my loved ones' grammar. And these aren't people that are barely made it through grammar school. These are people with, you know, perhaps PhDs. And they say things like, where are you at? You'd never end a sentence with a preposition. It's where are you, not where are you at? And the other thing they do is, and how do these people get through the fifth grade? I don't know. But they say, me and my dad.
Yeah.
No. It's my dad and I.
That's right.
So if you take the dad out of it, do you say me went somewhere? No.
Yeah.
I went somewhere.
It's Christy's right, but it can be my dad and me, depending on if you're the subject or the object.
Right. It's a subjective versus objective.
Yeah, you should.
But it does. I've heard that from professionals before, and it drives me nuts.
Yar.
Like, Ronge and me will be going to Ballpark Village.
Ronge and I will be. Here's one. This is from me. This is me telling you.
Yes.
I got a friend, and I saw it once in an email, and I almost...
threw up?
Well, I almost killed him.
Oh, no.
He was saying... Are you coming to, it was like, are you coming to our place?
Yeah. Oh, our?
No.
Oh.
Instead of our, he wrote R.
Yes.
Are you coming to our place? A-R-E.
It's
no.
R versus our.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, yeah, that's frustrating.
Did you get the sense from Christy that she just really needed to get something off her chest and she felt like this was the place to do it?
Well, we are the place.
That was
the purpose.
We're here for you.
Christy gets it.
Christy does get it.
She gets it. Thank you for calling.
Everybody who's on hold, we're sorry we can't get to you, but our show's over.
Maybe we'll do it again.
Our show is over.
our.